Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Okay, Sal Capaccio here with you. It's always game day in Buffalo. Going solo on this one for just a brief time, and going to be really honest with you. I was planning on recording like a couple hours ago. Here I am. It's in the 10 o'clock hour on Tuesday, October 8th. But I'm kind of glad that I waited a little while, because literally just before I hit record the button, the news comes over from Adam Schefter that Robert Saleh has been fired by the New York Jets. So the Bills will be facing a brand new head coach Monday night, steering the New York Jets. Is that Nate Hackett? I'm not sure. I haven't seen who the interim coach is. It probably could be. I'm literally just happening as I was hitting the record button here. But man, that changes the equation a bit on Monday night, because obviously Robert Saleh, who's been the Jets head coach for a few years now, seems like him and Aaron Rodgers weren't seeing eye to eye. They're obviously having a lot of issues. They go to London, don't play a good game. Rodgers beat up again, comes back. He's informed of his firing. And look, I think that you have to kind of wonder now what they're going to be. Whenever you have a firing, generally the team responds in a positive manner. We saw it last year when the Bills fired Ken Dorsey after the Monday night game against the Broncos. And then they played great on offense the next week against the Jets, a team that historically, really what a recent history have given the Bills some fits defensively. Last year wasn't the case when they played each other in that game, and Joe Brady just dialed everything up right, and Josh Allen was great that game. So this time around here, it's the other way, but it's the head coach here, Robert Saleh, who is no longer the head coach of the New York Jets, breaking just a little while ago from Adam Schefter. No more Robert Saleh, and is it going to be Nate Hackett? We'll find out here in a little while. But again, generally teams elevate their play a little bit, and they're playing home on a Monday night against the Bills. It's a tough spot, I think, for the Bills to go into New York on a Monday night against the Jets now with a new head coach. So super interesting what's happening here, and obviously a big game for both teams. This is for first place. This game on Monday night is for first place in the AFC East. If the Jets win, both teams are 3-3, and the Jets will have head-to-head. If the Bills win, you put more distance between you and the Jets, really a full three games, 2.5, because the Bills would move to 4-2. The Jets would be 2-4, but the Bills would have head-to-head. So it's essentially a 2.5 game lead. So a lot on the line on Monday night. And for the Bills, they have to play a lot better, obviously, than what they did on this past Sunday and the previous Sunday against the Houston Texans this week and the Baltimore Ravens the previous week. So here I am coming at you on a Tuesday. We heard from Sean McDermott on Monday evening, as well as Joe Brady and Bobby Babich on their normal Zoom call. One thing I did not expect to be talking about that I wanted to address on this podcast here on this brief episode of It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. By the way, thank you for downloading anywhere you pod your audio. It's right there for you. It'll show right up. But appreciate everybody coming along on video as well. Go to Sal Sports on YouTube, subscribe, and get all the latest episodes and any other content. By the way, also a new website I've launched personally that can get you in there, and you can see everything that's going on and helps you direct you to the website. SalSportsMedia.com just came out this week. So if you want to go there and check it out, I appreciate that as well. That'll kind of steer you to where you need to go here for all these episodes and the YouTube page and all those kinds of things. But that being said, the one thing that I did not think I'd be talking a lot about, but suddenly I am, because I have to address it, is this Josh Allen, I don't know, we're going to call it controversy about his head injury on Sunday in Houston. So we all know what happened. Josh Allen takes a big shot, hits his head on the back of the head on the turf on Sunday in Houston. Mitch Trubisky has to come in for a play. Josh is in the medical tent because the Bills have a turnover. So quickly they're trying to, you know, have him hopefully back out there, but he's got to go through the normal concussion protocol. And that's been the source of controversy from people, I guess, which is, so Monday Sean McDermott speaks and he was asked specifically, is Josh in concussion protocol? He said no, he was medically cleared. He went back in the game, and he did finish the game. And then I'm reading, and I didn't realize this was a thing, that there's a lot of Twitter doctors out there, obviously, who are questioning whether he actually does have a concussion, doesn't have a concussion. He's in the protocol. He's there. He should be. They should have done things differently. Seeing national or local writers in other places writing about it. Okay, listen, you can believe what you want. You have every right to do that. You can question what you want, I guess. I could tell you and stick to the facts. I'm literally maybe the best media person to ask this. And I don't say that with some sort of puffing my chest out. I'm just telling you that because I'm closest to the situation literally on the field than anybody else you could hear from right now. So let me tell you what I saw and what happened. Okay. Josh Allen is on the turf and we're all concerned. Oh my gosh, there's Josh. He's on the turf. Players are taking a knee. He comes off the field. He actually first didn't even go to the tent. He went to the sidelines and he was actually pointing at his chest. He was like this, like, ooh, like wind or took a shot to the chest. Like I could see that. Reported it on the air during the radio broadcast as the sideline reporter on the Bills Radio Network. I said, yeah, Josh was looking at his chest. But all of a sudden, they have a couple of people come over, a trainer, and someone else says, hey, got to put the tent up. Got to go in the tent. In the tent, there's a red hat that goes in with them. What I mean by that is a person wearing a red cap. That is the independent neurologist. The independent neurologist went into the tent with Josh Allen. He was in there. So he's got the chest. The independent neurologist is in there. Obviously, that's happening because they're checking him for a head injury. So he's in the tent getting checked for a head injury. He was in there for quite a while. You're waiting. You're waiting to see, oh my God, when they get the ball back, is he going to come back out? Is he going to come back out at all before that? We don't know. Suddenly there's a turnover. And now you're thinking, oh, shoot, is Josh coming back out of the field? So all eyes are in that tent. We kept watching. Chris Brown, Eric Wood in the radio broadcast were, you know, doing kind of a play-by-play of the tent as well as the game. I'm keeping in contact with them, what I'm seeing. I'm 5 feet from the tent, literally, watching. And I did see it open up, and I did see someone, you know, come out, and then all of a sudden, because you're thinking, okay, Josh is coming back on the field here for this first down play, but then they closed it, or, you know, just kind of let it shut, didn't, like, zip it back up necessarily, and went back in, and now you're thinking, okay, he's not. So they took time. They were in there with him, and I'm waiting to watch. The first down play is run. I took a look over. I walked down by where the play was going on as I keep my eye on the tent. And as soon as the first play was run right after that, here comes Josh. He comes out of the tent. He puts his helmet on. He runs on the field. Okay. That means he's cleared. Then officially we get a word from the sidelines. The way it works for me is I get told by Bills PR what official injuries are when they happen. If someone comes off with an ankle injury, they get evaluated. I'll be told ankle injury, questionable to return. If someone comes off with, you know, an arm injury, cleared to play, whatever. In this case, I was specifically told, officially evaluated for head injury. He's obviously back in the game, so he's cleared. So he was cleared. He was cleared by the independent neurologist. He was cleared by anybody else who was tasked with clearing him. I also see this thing about smelling salts. Now, I didn't see Josh take smelling salts. I'm guessing that's what happened. You saw it on the TV broadcast. This is a non-thing to me. I don't know where this is coming from, the smelling salts. Listen, let me tell you this. Lots of players take smelling salts throughout the game. I literally, what's funny about this talk, this controversy, I actually watched in this game, Spencer Brown, before the first play of the game, before he went out on the field for the first series, take smelling salts and go, and then he kind of like woke him up like, woo! Spencer Brown's just doing it before he plays. Lots of guys do that before they go out there for a lot of reasons, before series, before the game, whatever. So I think this is, there's a lot getting lost in translation here. A lot of people making assumptions, a lot of people kind of putting things out there that just are inaccurate or quite frankly, just not doing the proper work to do due diligence about this and reckless in a lot of ways, to be quite honest with you. So Sean McDermott was asked on Monday, is he in the concussion protocol? He said, no. I put that on Twitter just thinking, you know, people are going to be like, of course he's not. I literally thought people would respond, of course he's not. And he finished the game. But the responses I got from people were much different, which were, oh, come on, give me a break. He obviously should be. He had a concussion. Hey, if you're on the field and you know different, then you can do that. I'm on the field. I know different. I saw different. I saw this was the case that they cleared him and the red hat was in there and he ran out on the field. So, hey, take it for what you will. That's what we have going on here today with Josh Allen on Wednesday. I'm guessing, you know, practicing, but on the injury report, maybe with the hand. Maybe with a chest, doesn't look like anything with a head injury because he was cleared. He's not in concussion protocol. All right, Sean McDermott also on the other injuries we'll be monitoring this week as we get to Wednesday for practice. Taron Johnson improving. We'll see how it goes, basically is what he said. Same thing with Khalil Shakir improving. We'll see how it goes. These are two very important pieces for the Buffalo Bills, obviously, to get back to practice this week. The good news on the injury front is there was no other new injury other than this Josh Allen thing we're talking about. There was no other new injury for the Bills. They got out of the game much healthier than they had the previous couple of weeks. So now they steer their attention to the New York Jets on Monday night, who will have a new head coach. Once again, Robert Saleh fired by the New York Jets. All right. The Bills will have a regular Wednesday practice with media availability for Sean McDermott at noon, practice at 12:30. Then Thursday, they'll do the same thing. No media for Sean. It's a normal Thursday on the practice field at 12:30. They'll have an off day Friday for the media, at least. And then they'll have a practice on Saturday. The light practice you normally have on a Friday now becomes on Saturday because of the Monday night game. All right. Once again, download, subscribe, wherever you get your pod. Thanks a lot to Mike Rabier, our producer. Thanks a lot to Matt Bove, as always. He's not here today, but he'll be back next time we talk because we try to get you a little bit of something for the Buffalo Bills as often as we can here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Thanks for hanging with me right now. And of course, you can follow us as always. I'm going to put it down right there. It is at Sal Sports and at Matt_Bove. All right, we'll talk to you in the next probably 24 to 48 hours at the most here to give you more of an update on what's happening at practice with the Buffalo Bills from Matt and me here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo.